Google has just released a major update in video, and they've created an AI-powered video generator. Now, this isn't going to be something like Midjourney, and I'm going to go into some demos, how this works, talk about all of the features, all that good stuff, of course. But just right off the bat as a disclaimer, this isn't like Midjourney where you essentially tell it to create a clip of something, or like a competitor to OpenAI Sora that's coming down the pipe where it's, you know, generating a clip of anything. This is more focused on a business level. So I'll tell you a little bit about more what they're doing, but essentially this is a tool that's going to be added to Google Workspace along with Google Docs, Google Sheets, Google Slides, that kind of suite of tools. And it's essentially going to be kind of competing with Microsoft's, I think, Clippy, where essentially it's just able to create kind of like more business related videos, right? So we're talking like testimonials and presentations, that kind of stuff. So let's get into all of the features that are going to be offered in this new tool out of Google. Very interesting. And I think that there's going to be some big implications to this. And I think this is just the starting point for where they really start to take AI and video to the next level. So they released a kind of like a demo video of this whole thing, and they showed that something that's really cool, it's going to be right there with all of your other Google Workspace. You're going to be able to jump in. And the cool thing is you'll be able to essentially say you want to create a video, you'll drag in a Google slide, right? So if you already have a Google slide, or you already have a Google Doc, or you already have something, you'll be able to drag that in. You'll be able to click styles. So they have a ton of different templates you can choose from, where essentially you can, it's kind of like Canva, to be honest, how it reminds me of all the templates. You can then choose to either make a script out of your own, you know, your own script, and it will have a voice. Or you can choose you could record your own voice to put like as a background of the video, or you can choose your own AI generated voices. They have a bunch of different ones, energetic, calm, etc. The thing that I think they're kind of touting here is that you can go and share this with everyone, kind of like Google Docs, how it's very shareable. You can also use it to search for some, background videos. They have stock footage that you can include. So right now it's not actually, the footage itself is not being generated, but you can also, so you can do that. You can also include clips of yourself talking. So you can record yourself talking and embed those into your presentation. And what's interesting is you can do multiple videos on the same screen. So it's kind of like more like a video editor, I would say, that's powered by Google versus, some sort of actual video tool that you might use to generate the raw videos. So all in all, a very cool tool. A couple other features that I wanted to mention that are going to be embedded into this. The first one is that you will also be able to do, of course, your scene editing. So I think this kind of competes with Canva, which is a very simple way to edit videos. You'll be able to go rearrange all of your elements, all of your scenes, similar to how you would on Google Slides when you're just creating kind of like a presentation. Of course, they're going to help you to generate the scripts for all of these videos. So they use Google's Gemini AI model to come up with the scripts for all of this. I think I might have said Microsoft's Clippy. It's Microsoft's Clipchamp, which is their video editor that they have. And so this is going to be Google's own version to this. And I think overall, a very solid, this makes a lot of sense for them to include into like the Google Workspace apps, but I don't think this is anything like, if they're trying to tout this as some sort of AI video maker, this is nothing like Sora, who's, creating these raw videos from scratch, or Runway or Pika or any of these others. So a very interesting enterprise tool, in my opinion, business tool. People probably use this for school projects, etc. But overall, it's not, the whole thing is an AI generated video. But what I will say is this is probably Google's first step in the right direction, where, it starts here, where it's kind of like AI enabled video editing tool. I'm excited that Google's getting into video, period, because they haven't really been in this realm. So I'm excited that they're getting into video. And I think the next step for them is as they create more AI models. Right now, it's just Gemini that they're plugging in, but as they start creating, I would imagine, based off of what all the other the competitors in the market are doing, they'll start creating video generating models. They've already done some like rudimentary basic stuff, but it's not good enough to include here. But they'll probably have audio generation for like music in the background or nature soundscapes. We've seen some really impressive AI tools and companies that are doing that. So I assume that Google is going to slowly start increasing, making more and more of these AI models. And as they do that, they're just going to start plugging them into this tool. So I would say this tool might not be like, oh my gosh, it can create anything with video like we're expecting out of Sora. But I would say keep your eye on this, because this is probably Google's way and Google's home base for how they're, that kind of dictates how their AI video will roll out in the future. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're not taking data from how you put together these videos, these slideshows, these presentations, to automate this even more in the future by completely being able to do everything in this process using AI. So keep your eyes on this one. I think this is an interesting tool and maybe a shot across the bow for Google that, hey, we're entering the market, we're looking at this area, and I think we'll see some more serious things out of them in the future.